理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 9. Frown. 1. She saw him frown as he read the letter. 2. The government frowns at any waste of taxpayers' money.
Fruitful. 1. The trees are fruitful. 2. Today's meeting proved more fruitful.Than last week's. 3. He's a fruitful novelist.
Frustrate. 1. He was frustrated in an attempt to cross the river. 2. He was frustrated by poverty. 3. The failure of the project frustrated his aspirations.
Fulfill, fulfilled, fulfilling. 1. Visiting Disneyland has fulfilled a boyhood dream. 2. These illustrations fulfill the text. 3. This way of life no longer adequately fulfills the individuals concerned.
Fundamental. 1. She's not just in a bad mood, she must have a fundamental psychological problem. 2. Fresh air is fundamental to good health. I couldn't even grasp the fundamentals of mechanics.
Furnish. 1. They were asked to furnish capital for the new enterprise. 2.The apartment was furnished in Art Deco style.
Further. His support furthered my career.
Furious. 1. I've never been so furious in my whole life. 2. There was a sudden furious barking from the backyard.
Fury.1. I was shaking with fury. 2. South Florida felt the full fury of the storm.
Fuss. 1. Don't make such a fuss about that small cut on your finger. 2. Make a fuss of your dog when he behaves properly. 1.I wish you'd stop fussing. I'll be perfectly all right. 2. The grandparents fuss over the grandchildren.
Futile. 1. Efforts to convince him were futile. 2. Don't waste time on futile conversation. 3. Don't be so futile.
Gain. 1. She gained high grades in English and math. 2. The car gained speed as it went down the hill. 3. The clock gains a minute a day. 1. He's blinded by the gain of success. 2.The baby had a gain of half a pound last week. 3. Don't make gains at others' expense.
Galaxy. 1. We can only dream of sending rockets to distant galaxies. 2. The galaxy. The galaxy is also called the Milky Way.3. I saw a galaxy of lights on a hillside, marking a village.
Gallop. 1. The horse did a fine gallop during the race. 2. He was the moving spirit of progress. His rein was a gallop at full speed. 1. I told you not to gallop up and down this corridor. 2. Prices galloped.
Gamble. 1. We are forbidden to drink or gamble. 2. The conservative peasantry was reluctant to gamble on the new types of high-yield rice. 1. He indulged himself in a gamble. 2. He took a gamble on a legacy of £10,000 and used it to start a factory.
Gap. 1. A policeman roared at the crowd to stand back and make a gap for the ambulance. 2. There are several gaps in my knowledge of history. 3. The gap between rich and poor widens.
Gasp. My breaths were coming in gasps. 1. The exhausted runner threw himself down and gasped. 2. Help! Help! Gasped the drowning man. 3. Gasp 4. He is gasping for a drink.
Gay. She felt excited and quite gay. He's a gay.
Gaze. Gaze at. Gaze on. Gaze upon. Gaze into. Patrick was gazing into the fire. He didn't dare to meet her gaze.
Gear. The new model has 5 forward gears. Gear to. The typical career pattern was geared to men whose wives didn't work.
Generalize. 1. I don't think you can generalize about what voters will do. 2. I will first illustrate it by a simple example and then generalize it.
Generate. 1. The program would generate a lot of new jobs. 2. News of the Queen's visit is generating a lot of excitement.
Generation. 1. They used the waterfall for the generation of electricity. 2. My generation never knew an America before Vietnam.
Genuine. 1. It's either a genuine diamond or a very good fake. 2. The reforms are motivated by a genuine concern for the disabled.
Gesture. 1. Jim raised his hands in a despairing gesture. 2. It was a kind gesture to offer to drive me home. The singer pointed to his throat, gesturing fatigue.
Get. Got. Got. Gotten. Getting. 1. What are you going to do when you get your degree? 2. Let me get this clear. Are you for or against the plan? 3. The weather is getting warm. 4. When I get home, my wife will probably be watching TV. Get across. Your thesis wouldn't get across if you used too many technical terms in it. Get along. Get on. How are you getting along with your English? I am sure you would get along very well with him. Get around. Get round. He bought a bicycle last week, and it makes it easier for him to get around. The news soon got around. Get at. The librarian said that the book was still out and I couldn't get at it. Although I followed carefully all he said, I could not see what he was getting at. Get away. Those who lie and cheat will never get away with it. Get by. The crowd moved aside to let the firemen get by. Get down. The bus was so jammed that I couldn't get down. Get down to. Now, let's get down to business. Get in. The sun gets in through these windows. Get into. That story has got into the newspaper. Get off. We got off at the next bus stop. Get out of. His illness got him out of having to attend the meeting. Get over. We can surely get over all difficulties that may come up. Get the better of. She always gets the better of these arguments. Get through. He got through the book in one evening. Get together. I'd like you to get the staff together, please. Get up. The car got up speed on the straight.
Gift. 1. The earrings were a gift from my aunt. 2. Dee has a gift for making everyone feel at ease.
Gifted. He was gifted linguistically.
Give. Gave. Given. 1. Give me time to consider your plan. 2. Julie is giving a wedding shower for Laurie next Saturday. 3. Give the porter your bags. 4. She gives all her time to her work for charity. Give away. He tried to keep up a calm appearance, but his trembling voice gave him away. He gave away his last chance of winning the election when he said the wrong thing. Give back. Has he given back the tools he borrowed from you? I hope the holiday will give him back his good spirits. Give in. He gave in a full account of the conference. Both sides argued with reason, and neither would give in. Give off. Some economic statistics are giving off negative signals. Give out. The leaves gave out a whirring sound. Give up. Mary had to give up her job after her marriage. He soon gave up smoking when he heard the medical report. Give way to. Sophie couldn't really do anything, and so she gave way. The dollar keeps giving way.
Glamour. 1. Do you still think there's glamour in the advertising business? 2. Julia is an actress with glamour.
Glance. He threw a hopeful glance into the hall. He glanced nervously at his watch.
Glare. 1. She gave him an icy glare. 2. She was attracted by the glare of a neon sign. 1. She glared at him accusingly. 2. The sun glared through the car windscreen.
Glimpse. I caught only a glimpse of the president's car. Father glimpsed at the picture I drew and said it was good.
Glitter. 1. A gilded temple glittered in the distance. 2. His language glitters with marvelous words. The glitter of the firework lit up the nighttime sky.
Gloomy. 1. John's daughter visited him in his gloomy study in Carlisle Mansions. 2. Their gloomy faces took away his appetite. 3. I have just read a gloomy report on the spread of the disease.
Glory. The soldiers hope to win glory on the battlefield.
Glow. 1. We saw a lamp glowing in the garden. 2. The children glowed with excitement. 3. The boys emerged scrubbed and glowing with happiness. 1. The glow from the dying fire lit his face. 2. The good news left them with a glow in their hearts. 3. The glow went out of his voice.
Glue. His little brother sticks like glue to him. Glued. Gluing. Gluing. 1. I managed to glue the pieces back together. 2. Those kids are glued to the TV all day.
Go. Went. Gone. 1. The train has just gone. 2. My watch isn't going. 3. The country will go nuclear in 5 years. He learnt how to play Go. Go after. Go after him at once and give him this letter. Go ahead. You go ahead and tell him that we're coming. He had been in this class only a few weeks, and he is already going ahead. Go along. Go along with. Work like this becomes less interesting as you go along. I can't go along with you on this point. Go around. Go round. Little John saw the man going round with a box for the collection of money. Word went round that something important would happen. Go back on. He's not the sort of man who would go back on his word. Your memory might sometimes go back on you. Go by. Many years have gone by since we first met. Don't let this opportunity go by. Go down. The prices of some of our consumer goods have gone down again. Their heroic exploits will go down in history. Go for. We are going primarily for promotion of friendship, not just for the championship. The public goes for his ideas. Go in for. I thought of going in for teaching. An overwhelming majority of the committee members went in for the currency reform. Go into. The new regulation goes into effect today. I must go into the matter further before making a decision. Go off. The firework went off in a cascade of colour. The accountant went off with all the money. Go on. He went on by train after the plane was grounded on account of the fog. He wanted to go on being a teenager. Go out. I think you should go out for some fresh air. Put more wood on the fire, otherwise it will go out. Go over. The mechanic went over the engine but found nothing wrong. He went over the facts in his mind again and again, lest the vital clues should elude him. Go through. The customs men went through his suitcase. Go under. The sun slowly went under. A lot of factories went under to foreign competition. Go up. Prices have been going up rapidly in many capitalist countries. New homes will be going up at an annual rate of about 20,000. Go with. They got fish to go with their rice. The two colours go with each other. Go without. We haven't enough new books to go round, so somebody will have to go without.
Good. Better. Best. 1. The painting is far from good. 2. It's a good day for a trip to the mountains. 3. This weather is very good for business. As good as. The house was as good as sold. For good. For good and all. We thought she'd come for a visit. But it seems she's staying for good. Good for. He is good for some years more.
Gorgeous. 1. The night sky was gorgeous with billions of stars. 2. We had a gorgeous time.
Gossip. 1. His infidelities were common gossip. 2. Phil's in there having a gossip with Maggie. 3. She is a gossip. 1. She is above gossiping about her neighbours. 2. I don't intend to gossip about my sickness.
Govern. 1. The country was governed by a small military elite. 2. Chance sometimes governs the outcome of the game. 3. He can't govern his passions. 4. The laws govern the universe.
Government. 1. The Prime Minister has formed a government. 2. Most of his ministers have no previous experience of government. 3. They returned to democratic government.
Grab. Grabbed. Grabbing. I managed to grab the gun from Bowen. The child made a grab for the candy.
Grace. 1. She ran well. Grace in every movement. 2. Jenny answered their questions with grace and dignity. 3. He tried to get into the girl's good graces. 4. I cannot with any grace ask him. 5. There are 3 days of grace allowed after the day for payment. 6. By the grace of God, Alan wasn't hurt.
Graceful. He thanked the host with a graceful speech.
Gracious. 1. He thanked her for her gracious hospitality. 2. The Queen greeted the crowd with a gracious smile.
Graduate. Mitch graduated from Stanford with a degree in law. He's a graduate of Birmingham University. Now he's a graduate student.
Graduation. 1. His graduation will never take place if he doesn't get to work. 2. He was the principal speaker at my Harvard graduation.
Grand. 1. As a young minister, he was full of grand ideas for social reform. 2. This is the grand entrance to the palace. 3. He's a grand fellow. I know you'll like him.
Grant. She was finally granted an exit visa.
Graph. Martin showed me a graph of their recent sales.
Graphic. The principal kept a graphic record of school attendance.
Grasp. 1. The drowning man grasped the rope. 2. This is a concept we in the West find difficult to grasp. 1. His firm grasp held the rope from slipping. 2. You seem to have a good grasp of the subject.
Grateful. 1. I'm so grateful for all your help. 2. A breeze is grateful on a hot day.
Gratitude. His heart swelled with gratitude to her.
Grease. Take those robins and fry the breasts in grease. 1. Grease the pan before you pour the batter in. 2. Bribes greased their path.
Greasy. 1. The mechanic took off his greasy overalls. 2. Greasy food is hard to digest. 3. The rain made the road greasy.
Greed. It's pure greed, but I'd love some more of that cake.
Greedy. 1. Don't be greedy. Leave some cake for us. 2. He's greedy for success.
Greet. 1. Billy greeted us with a cheerful grin. 2. They greeted the question with silence. 3. A surprising sight greeted her eyes.
Greeting. 1. He nodded, and the greeting was returned. 2. He wrote birthday greetings on the card.
Grief. 1. She could see the grief coming back into his face. 2. It was a grief to him that he had never had any children.
Grieve. The little girl grieved over her kitten's death.
Grievance. 1. The complainant may well have a genuine grievance. 2. I think you have several saved up grievances.
Grim. 1. He is grim and ruthless. 2. The losing team fought on with grim resolve. 3. The room was dingy and grim. 4. The music was grim.
Grind. Ground. 1. Earthworms grind up the soil as they eat. 2. He's trying to grind a lot of facts and figures into his students' minds.
Grip. Gripped. 1. Fear gripped his heart. 2. The story really gripped me. 1. I tightened my grip on the handrail. 2. She felt herself in the grip of sadness she could not understand. 3. The drama has a grip on the audience.
Grope. 1. She groped for her spectacles in her bag. 2. He groped into the kitchen and switched on the light.
Gross. 1. She earns $20,000 gross. 2. There are gross inequalities in wealth, power, and privilege. 3. Don't use gross words. 4. According to gross judgments, over 200 people came to the party. The gross for the year was $50,000.
Ground. 1. The leaf slowly fluttered to the ground. 2. The army is an excellent training ground. 3. He has good grounds for what he thinks. 4. Their friendship is on shaky grounds.
Guarantee. There is no guarantee that the dispute will not flare up again. The students are not guaranteed jobs when they graduate.
Guidance. Under his father's guidance, he learned how to swim.
Guide. 1. He took Julie's arm and guided her through the doorway. 2. Politicians will, in the end, always be guided by changes in public opinion. 1. Our feelings are often poor guides for actions. 2. A guide will show you round the castle. 3. He bought a town guide when he first came here.
Guideline. Guidelines. Today, the moral guidelines are less obvious than they were.
Hail. 1. The crowd hailed the actress with joy. 2. An old friend hailed me from the other side of the street. 3. It's hailing. 1. The crowd greeted the champion with a hail. 2. The hail battered on the windows.
Halt. The car came to a sudden halt. The soldiers halted for a short rest.
Hamper. 1. Ice floes hampered barge traffic on the Elbe River. 2. Some people think that rhyme and meter hamper the poet's free expression.
Hand. 1. Go wash your hands. 2. The project requires many hands. 3. She's a dab hand at making pastry. Hand me the dictionary, please. At hand. When she writes, she always keeps a dictionary at hand. A major international crisis is at hand. By hand. The letter was delivered by hand. Hand down. That gold watch has been handed down in his family. Hand in. He solemnly handed in his application. Hand in hand. Two girls walked along hand in hand in the park. Selfishness and unhappiness often go hand in hand. Hand on. Will you hand this book on to your friend? The story was handed on from father to son. Hand out. The nurse handed out biscuits to the children. Hand over. He will hand over charge of his office tomorrow. In hand. Finish the work you have in hand before you begin something new. On hand. He always has his dictionary on hand when he studies. It was reported that there was trouble on hand.
Handful. Handfuls. Handsful. 1. His hair was beginning to fall out in handfuls. 2. Only a handful of countries have implemented these regulations.
Handy. 1. Keep a dictionary handy. 2. He's handy with a screwdriver.
Handicap. Poor eyesight is a handicap to a student. Handicapped. Handicapping. Ignorance can handicap the progress of a city.
Handsome. 1. Her son is very handsome. 2. He sold the stocks and made a handsome profit for himself. 3. It is very handsome of you to say so. 4. The vase is a handsome piece of work.
Hang. Hung. Hanged. 1. He sat there with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. 2. Hanged. He was hanged for murder. Hang about. Hang around. He stopped hanging about and did something useful. Hang back. The older children went straight to the platform, but the younger ones hung back out of shyness. She hung back from asking those questions. Hang on. Help! I can't hang on much longer. Hang on too. The child hung on to her mother's hand as they crossed the street. Hang up. Before I could answer him, he hung up.
Harass. Harass. 1. Pirates harass the villagers along the coast. 2. Stop harassing me, will you? I'm trying to work.
Harbour. 1. The city has a natural harbour. 2. The child fled to the harbour of her father's arms. 1. Dirt harbours vermin. 2. I think he's harbouring some sort of grudge against me.
Harmonious. 1. The children played together in a harmonious group. 2. The decor is a harmonious blend of traditional and modern.
Harmony. 1. There was perfect harmony between the two brothers. 2. She was attracted by the beautiful picture of the harmony of sea and sky.
Harness. The local people harnessed the power of the wind to generate electricity.
Harsh. 1. This cloth is harsh to the touch. 2. The wine was harsh. 3. I heard a harsh noise. 4. Brando has had to endure some harsh criticism from the press. 5. The country has a harsh coast.
Haste. 1. Why all this haste? 2. Marry in haste and repent at leisure.
Hasten. 1. His mother hastened his coming. 2. I hastened to assure her that there was no danger.
Hatch. 1. The eggs take 3 days to hatch. 2. What is he hatching up? You can shop through a hatch in the wall.
Hazard. 1. fog can be a hazard on the motorways in winter. 2. The result depends on mere hazard.
Hazardous. Smoking is hazardous to your health.
Head. 1. The rock fell and hit him on the head. 2. Eileen is head of the family now. 3. The old man has a wise head. 1. She will head the delegation. 2. He heads all the records. 3. The player headed the ball. 4. The ship is heading north. Head for. He is heading for retirement. Head on. The ship struck the rocks head on. Keep one's head. Luckily, the driver kept his head, or there might have been a serious accident. Lose one's head. Many nobles lost their heads during the French Revolution. Don't lose your head in an emergency.
Heal. 1. Leaving the burn open to the air is the quickest way to heal it up. 2. Time heals most troubles.
Heap. 1. She was so tired that she fell in a heap on her bed. 2. There are heaps of opportunities. 1. In the road, the people seemed heaped together. 2. Honours and academic degrees were heaped upon him. 3. The barn was heaped with grain.
Hedge. 1. The yard is surrounded by a dead hedge. 2. He stood beside a hedge of stones. 1. They are going to hedge the garden this weekend. 2. His adversary hedged his path with difficulties.
Heritage. 1. It's a cultural heritage of Italy. 2. Her skin was very white, a heritage from her mother.
Hierarchy. 1. The governmental hierarchy is very rigid. 2. Important decisions were made high up in the management hierarchy.
Highlight. Growing economic problems were highlighted by a slowdown in oil output. The highlight of the evening is Mary's soprano solo.
Hinder. You're hindering me in my work by talking all the time.
Hinge. 1. The gate swings both ways on easy hinges. 2. The home is the hinge on which family life turns.
Hint. 1. I made a little hint of a polite bow as she passed me. 2. Can you give me some hints on how to do this job? 3. It was a warm, clear day in September without a hint of autumn. Dark clouds hinted at the storm to come.
Hit. Hit. Hitting. 1. I hit him a hard blow. 2. There was a terrible noise when the two buses hit each other. 3. A powerful earthquake hit the city. 4. The new train hit 120 miles per hour. 5. He hit the right answer. 1. I scored a hit with my first shot. 2. His novel was a great hit.
Hoist. They hoisted Henry to their shoulders in shouting triumph.
Hold. Held. 1. The girl is holding the baby in her arms. 2. You must hold yourself ready to go to South America at a day's notice. 3. Hold 2. We shall be obliged to hold you to your contract. 4. The dam held the floodwaters. 5. This theatre holds 1,500 people. 6. We have decided to hold an inquiry into the question. 7. She holds a PhD. 8. I hold the view that he's an honest man. 9. We hold that this plan is practicable. 10. He was a poet and held no job. 1. They got a firm hold on public opinion. 2. The rocks afford no hold for hand or foot. 3. Unless there has been a last-minute hold, the spacecraft should now be on its way. Get hold of. Make sure your friends know where to get hold of you. Hold back. As there was heavy traffic in the vicinity, he had to hold the children back from running out into the streets. She held back her tears with difficulty. Hold on. They held on in their route, though it was raining hard. He became irritated at the speaker and finally cried, "Hold on!" Hold on too. He rescued a drowning child, holding on to a plank. He has been trying hard to hold on to his temper. Hold out. She held out her arms to embrace the little girl. Those were the promises he held out. Hold up. Hold your hand up if you wish the chairman to recognize you. The traffic was held up by an accident.
Homogeneous. The people of this country are homogeneous.
Honorary. 1. They regard her as a kind of honorary man. 2. All my work was honorary. How should I earn my living?
Honor. 1. For the French team, winning tomorrow's game is a matter of national honor. 2. He showed honor to his professor. 3. Honors. He graduated from university with honors. 1. He honors his parents. 2. The Premier honored us with his presence.
Horizon. 1. The sun has sunk below the horizon. 2. Travel broadens one's horizons.
Hospitable. 1. The local people were very kind and hospitable. 2. This part of the country is most hospitable to fruit trees.
Hospitality. They show hospitality to a stranger.
Host. 1. The Browns are such good hosts. 2. The host is very kind. 3. He's a game show host. 4. Hosts of lesser problems also await a solution. 1. Los Angeles hosts the Olympics in 1984. 2. The chat show is hosted by Oprah Winfrey.
Hostile. 1. The hostile army finally surrendered. 2. His colleagues were hostile to his suggestions.
Humble. 1. Ira Cocker rose from humble beginnings to become boss of Ford. 2. Many famous people are surprisingly humble. 3. Her house is humble but comfortable. 4. Why were you so humble in the manager's office? 1. The examination results humbled him. 2. The mighty man shall be humbled.
Humid. We need a lot of rain and warm, humid weather.
Humiliate. They were proud men, humiliated at having to accept relief.
Hunger. 1. Thousands of people are dying from hunger. 2. Hunger for. Hunger after. What gives people the hunger for power? 1. The enemy hungered him into submission. 2. Hunger for. Hunger after. This is a meeting place for Spaniards who hunger for flamenco music.
Hungry. 1. The beggar had a hungry look. 2. Young people are hungry for excitement and adventure.
Hypothesis. Hypotheses. His theory is based on this hypothesis that all men are born equal.
Hypothetical. Let's consider a hypothetical case.
Hysterical.